which maybe we could say they're fiqh differences. Fiqh differences. Well, Shiites, for example, permit temporary marriage if they're married for an hour. You know, whereas the main body of Muslims say, no, we don't have that. These are still fiqh differences. The main issue is about the imamate. And the difference, essentially, is that for Shiaism, the imams have become intermediaries between human beings and God. And the imams may be prayed to, may be called on in prayers, whereas for mainstream Islam, prayers should only be directed to God. Of course, you do have people who call themselves Sunni Muslims also, who pray to saints. And they have set up intermediaries, and this is what Sufism basically has promoted, the concept of an intermediary between one and God, who you may call on in prayer, or pray through, or write in different routes. And that, can I finish speaking please? Let me finish. I waited patiently and allowed you to say everything you wanted to say. Now allow me to finish speaking. You know, and later if you want to get back, we can get back. I'm saying that this is the essential difference that distinguishes Shiites from Sunni Muslims, that they have attributed attributes to the Imams, attributes which mainstream Islam considered to be unique to Allah, among them attributes of omniscience, knowing all things, knowing the past, present and future, etc. And these are in the books that are a main part of Shiite belief systems. And these differences lead Shiites to put their Imams as intermediaries. And anyone who does that, whether they are Shiite or whether they are Sunni, this is considered a deviation from the original message. The original message is that we worship Allah alone, we put no one between ourselves and Allah, we don't call on anyone besides Allah, as the Prophet had said, al-du'a wal-ibadah. Calling on anyone besides Allah is an act of worship. Okay, hold on a second. Let me respond to that because it's been point by point. Well, you can contact the organization called Tafsili. What's it called? Tafsili Quran. This group, which is in New York, where you can order Qurans from, a Shiite organization which distributes Qurans, including the Quran which is translated by Shiite Shakir, this individual Muhammad Shakir, somebody translated the Quran, and he has books there of prayers, prayer books. And you can order from him the prayer books. And in those prayer books, and I have a copy of the prayer books, there are prayers directed to the Imams, calling on the Imams, Ya Ali, Ya Hassan, Ya Hussein, in prayer. You can find these in the writings of Ali Shariati, in the many books of his which are translated to English, you can find them, directing prayers directly to Fatima, Ya Fatima, etc. And these are clear evidences. And I know Shiites also, you know, I've lived among Shiites, and they do say that they pray to the Imams and through the Imams. And not only that, we have people who consider themselves to be Sunni Muslims who do the same.